Be prepared for offensive language and nudity from the start and throughout. This is Big Brother.
Yes.
Let me get some of them shrampies. Fiend.
And I'm a Cheerio, Rosie.
And you're listening to
the biggest show out there.
Oh, yes, the biggest brotherest show. Sorry. I am so excited. I feel like I say that a lot, but this time it's like the full big fat truth. Biggest, fattest, brotherest truth.
Yeah.
Because. Just because.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Oh my god, this episode is a real doozy. The men still haven't come here yet.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're doing Big Brother reviews. If you are not on track.
This is episode 2. I know that has already been said, but I'm fooling around, mate. Alright. No. He footles around. Okay, sorry. That's from, by the way, Big Fat Recommendation. And that is for Charles and the Chocolate Factory, the Great Glass Elevator, the audiobook. Because it's so lovely to listen. Because one of the people says, he footles around. I don't trust this man. He footles around. And that voice. And that line is engraved in my memory because it's so beautiful.
That's amazing.
He footles around. Anyways. Snack of the day. Vivian Panay. The snack of the day of my day. I don't even know if that's like what it's called. What we call it. But it is to now. Is Pepperidge's Farm Goldfish Baked Snack Crackers, cheddar flavored, resealable bag, 140 calories, 1 gram of saturated fat, 250 milligrams of sodium, and 0 total sugars per 55 pieces. If anyone ever wanted to know that, that's Goldfish. $3.99.
My pick is La Croix.
And I'm drinking a Topo Chico, which is the most delightful seltzer you'll ever have. I recommend it. Topo Chico. Go to Acme. Freaking buy yourself a whole case of these bad boys. Because, oh my golly, they are such a... Ugh.
Ooh.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of Jesus.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. That's the sound of Goldfish. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. Okay. So, Big Brother. We're in the Big Brother house. So, there's a jacuzzi. They're walking around the house. They're sniffing around, really taking a little bit of a look-see at the house. Meanwhile, Anne and Amanda are having just a lovely little conversation, about, I don't know, like, being old people. It's really weird, I'm kidding. But, they're talking about Anne and her snoring issues, in which room she's gonna take a little bit of snooze in. And then Amanda suggests that perhaps she should tweak Anne's nose. And then she's making fun, like, not making fun. She's, like, saying, as she was someone else, what's he doing, Amanda? I'm tweaking Anne's nose! Anne finds everything ghastly. She's like, it's absolutely ghastly. She sounds like you're mocking a British person sometimes. Crappy.
Yeah.
So, well, everyone has a fun time and sits on a bed and Anne is angry, which is not abnormal for the world.
That is a fact.
Mm-hmm. You have anything about the episode?
I do, indeed.
Tell me.
So, I had Amanda, I said, oh, Amanda, you're so cute. And then this is from later. And I'm so sorry how horrible it is they have to share a bedroom.
And they're all sitting, they're all chilling. Anne is angry in a chair.
Oh yeah.
She's angry across the room.
And then they were having a conversation about makeup. And I say, like, whatever makeup, like, oh no. They're all like, well, some I like it, but like sometimes there's too much. And I said, Malika. She's just like so sweet and cute and amazing and great and lovely. And then I said, your eyes for
Jess.
Yeah, Jess. Mm. And then Meg, you got the chosen thing.
Oh, yes. Anyway, yeah. Okay. So last episode, Jess and Amanda won the challenge, and now they're immune.
Yeah.
And then Big Brother pulled them aside for, like, confessionals and told them to the diary room and told Jess and Amanda that they have a special task to decide who they're going to grant immunity to. And Amanda is adorable on a bed with Malika and Jess and Anne. And
that's when she was cute.
Is still angry in the freaking chair. Not Anne. Anne is angry in the chair. India and Maggie are having a little bit of a talk about India's transition. And I'm very grateful to see that India is very open to talk about this type of stuff because it's a little underrepresented. I mean, obviously, I don't necessarily think trans people are always underrepresented, but, like, openly talking about stuff like that is really nice to see, just, like, on the television. Because a lot of people, like, and a lot of people will be, like, nervous or, like, scared to do that. A lot of people would be scared here. A lot of people would be scared, and I'll name them. No one cares. sorry, I just spaced out. But it's kind of annoying when she's like, she's trying to say basically like, and then like she's doing like this insightful commentary, and then all of a sudden she's like, now everyone's pretending to be transgender. You seen RuPaul out there, mate? But like that's like the hope, she's basically counteracting like drag queens and trans people aren't the same thing. That's just the truth. Like, drag kings and queens and trans people are not the same thing. And she knows that. But she's basically, like, proving that stereotype, saying that, like, drag queens are, but they're not. Well, I mean, some are, but, you know. Yeah. But she's got a big storm coming, because Sean Jay is coming in.
Yes.
And Anne talks about inequality, but she's one to talk, like...
Yeah.
So then Big Brother thinks it's time that everybody gets to know each other a little bit better. So they start to play that's kind of Australian. So they start to play a game where in an envelope are a bunch of slips of paper that say sentences that begin with I would never, and they each have a statement. Whoa. My notes are kind of messed up, not gonna lie.
I thought it was the typewriter with the stereotype.
That's a different one.
Oh.
that's the one after, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the stereotype rata is episode 3. But because then the boys do it the episode after. And basically they have to say whether or not they agree with the statement. And Amanda's hilarious, Rachel's truthful, and Big Brother is slightly sexist, I guess. With the makeup question, but honestly, at this point, it's the year of the woman, so I think they've made up for it, but still, it was a little, like, mini little moment that wasn't really that good. But, I don't know if that was, like, did, like, how that was, I don't know what these notes say. Well, there. that was a little dicey, not gonna lie. And then India lays out some big, fat facts, and it's amazing. What she says, talking about the double standards, because she's experienced living her life as someone who presented male and someone who presented female, so she's able to provide, like, two perspectives, and she was, like, talking about that. It was pretty cool, talking about, like, the cake in the office and stuff.
Yeah.
And then everybody disagrees with many of the statements. Anne is, she's there, yabbering. And Malika is also being pretty wise over here. She's one of Hirat Rofono. Malika is Jesus. Just gonna put that out there.
Yeah.
She also looks really pretty, and I love her. So, yeah. And then, oh. Anne disapproves of nudity for no reason.
Yeah.
Big girl.
Oh, yeah. Jess is a model.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Anne's like, shut up, Annika. Nobody wants your opinion, okay? And so then after that, Big Brother calls back Mondo and Jess. And then they decide to pick Maggie because we love Maggie. We love her.
Yeah.
And then Anne decides that she's going to snore alone. And then, but then Anne discovers that there are name towels. She's a bit bitter about it, mate.
And India get in an argument about the name towels. I think they're there for a reason. Like, I mean,
Anne goes away anyway.
India's a head shake. Anne stomps away.
And then Anne bravely heads to the Davidson bedroom. Oh, never mind. And bravely heads to the Davidson bedroom. I forgot to... I wrote under this said in Big Brother voice because I guess that's the narrator. And bravely heads to the Davidson bedroom. And then Anne's called to the diary room, so what's the point?
She talks about towels.
Yeah, she's asked about the sleeping, and she's kind of bitter because India has the bed she thought she was supposed to have, but she doesn't even want to be there. What the fuck, mate? Like...
Then,
like, it'd be one thing if she wanted to sleep in the room, but she doesn't even want to be there, so just let India have the freaking bed. And then let yourself snore like a freaking foolish fool.
Yeah. Then they get her their PJs on, and Jess's PJs are so cute. And Maggie smiles, and then they all talk about, like, running, with, like, their boobs and, like, how they run.
Oh, yes.
And they showcase their bras, like, this is the one I run in.
Yeah, Jess wears crop tops. She has fake boobs, so she doesn't need a bra. And a man never needs a bra. And then when Jess was young, she went to the pub, and Jess is not a boy. She's a girl. And then Jess is sweet and adorable. And then Jess is also 28. Just so you know. now she's 30. Now she's 30 or 29.
Wow.
Depending on what time this was. And then Rachel's talking about in her little, in the diary room, how it was kind of scary initially with, like, all the cameras and, like, being locked away, essentially. But then she's, like, she calls it harmonious dynamic because they're all stuck together. And then she pauses, and then what I heard was her being, like, in this pregnant pause. I was, like, okay. And then India was feeling like some of the people in the Big Brother house are unsure of her. And she likes Anne, so she's definitely not normal. We hate Anne here on Rofono. We're not even gonna lie to you. I think that Maggie and Jess may be in love. Like, I don't know what they're doing, but they're kind of like, they're really like, they're in love. Not gonna lie. Rachel and Ashley are getting ready for bed. Oh, Rachel and Ashley are getting ready for bed. And then Ashley forgot deodorant. And Malika's trying to understand British, and it's pretty cryptic. Like, I don't know. Can you do, like, a British voice?
No, I can't. I'm so bad.
Big brother. What is it, like? That's kind of Australian. He's a rat bloke in it, got a bag of chips, and he spent his time faffing around. I'm a fit slag, mate. That's my British accent. Ashley's fit in it. Andrew says that. Just saying now, viewers. Viewers, oh my god, listeners.
I always say viewers.
I am a slag. Rosie's not a slag. She's a... not a slag. I don't know if there's a British slang term for not being a slag, but I'm certainly a slag. And then Anne snores, and it's pretty nasty. And then Jess and Maggie are just so cute. And then, yeah. All right, mate. That's the end.
Yes, mate.
So, basically, Jess, Amanda, and Maggie have immunity. Yes, they all deserve it. And then Anne deserves to leave and never come back.
Precisely.
Exactly. What am I saying? Exactly. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. now it would normally be time for questions, but we were kind of shaken up from yesterday's happenings that instead of gathering questions, we are just going to tell you the story because we were kind of shaken. And this story, there's a news article about it. I think there is one single news article. But yes, it was big enough for there to be a news article about it. So I'll tell you now.
It was really terrifying.
Yes. Okay. Where do we begin? Do you want to start?
What if we tell them? Okay, what if we tell them the story and then what actually happened?
Yeah, we'll tell them the story. Definitely.
I feel like
that was my plan.
It was scary. Like when it was going on, it was really scary.
It was absolutely horrifying. I want all of you to know that nobody was killed. I just want to preface this with no one's dead. There was minor injuries.
Yeah,
I heard, but yeah, two minor injuries that weren't needed. Like they didn't need to go to the hospital or anything. Nobody was hurt. No one was killed. But it was a terrifying story, and we're not joking around here. Like this is it was a horrifying experience. Okay,
we were at the King of Prussia Mall.
We were at the King of Prussia Mall,
getting graduation stuff. Which right after this experience, we found out was canceled. Which was
a really shitty day.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Stupid DSW. Anyway, we're coming down from the third floor.
We could have been on the third. Yeah.
And we get to the first floor where Forever 21 is.
Yeah, we're waiting in the line.
Chilling. 2 minutes.
We had been on the first floor 2 minutes.
So basically, there's a V. The mall. It's a V. So the middle where they both intersect. The exit.
And then there's a big.
No more exit doors were shut. Yeah. Locked. And so you have to use the other exit doors.
There's a tiny little exit next to it. And then we hear a big fat boom. And then all of a sudden, there's just screaming. And then a giant, just hordes of people running. At first, for some reason, I thought it was tear gas or something. Because it was a giant crowd of people running.
I just didn't know what it was. But then after
we were really worried
or so, we heard someone saying shooter.
Yeah, there's a shooter. Someone was screaming, there's a shooter here, there's a shooter. So just everybody was evacuating the mall because we were oh my God, there's a shooter. There's someone, there's an armed person in here killing people. So we heard what sounded like huge gunshots. And we were horrified. We were terrified. So I grab Rosie's arm because I'm a good initiative, big fat initiative. They look at these guns because I literally, if you see me in person, you'll tell me I look exactly like The Rock, because that's how I look like. I'm not even going to lie to you. Don't even laugh about it. It's just the truth, okay? It's just the truth. I got big, fat guns, and I'm very, very skilled and skillful.
So we ran out.
So we ran. We ran all the way out. I almost lost my smoothie. And then I picked it up, and I took it. It's in my fridge.
There's bushes.
There's bushes. So we ran through the bushes. There were only two other people near us. They were 8 feet away, but they were next to us. But it was another pair of friends. And we were oh my God.
A road and then the restaurant.
Very, very busy street, I'll add.
So we ran across the middle. Then, when we're crossing across from the middle to the next
section. I was Rosie, we have to go into that restaurant. I was a big fat hero. I was we have to go into that restaurant. We have to hide there. If it's open, I don't know what we'll do, but we have to at least hide behind it. So we saw the restaurant. I have to go there. It's called J. Anderson's, I believe. Were so nice. Alexander's. Crap. Fuck. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, J. Alexander's. How do you remember? Okay. They were so nice. Okay, but we'll talk about it later.
They were so nice.
They certainly were. I'm saying that as if I didn't just say that. Okay, but anyway. So Rosie was waiting for the car. It's a fool running from a shooter. And so she was waiting. I just start going. I went
to make sure we didn't get hit.
Yeah, but we could have. It would have been easier to prepare. Would it prepare? I don't know what I'm saying.
We were far away. We were running.
We were pretty far away.
We're trying to get into a building.
We managed to get out with all of our stuff. My bag ripped a hole in the bottom. And I still have all my stuff.
And the smoothie fell all over.
The smoothie.
But
I still have it.
Yeah. So we got into the. Then we get into the restaurant. We ask them. They're oh, yeah, it's fine. So
we ran to the restaurant. We were panicking. Rosie, you're telling this story pretty chill. We were freaking out.
No, we were.
And we ran to the restaurant. We were like, okay, so there's, like, somebody, we think that there's, like, a shooter in the mall. Like, we told them the whole story where, like, there's crowds of people, everyone's screaming that there's a shooter. I heard the word fire, but then Rosie heard, like, the word shooter a bunch of times, then I heard the word shooter. Everyone was, like, calling people, trying to get them to pick up. And then Rosie's dad, the funny thing is, on the phone, he didn't know what was going on, so he was like, oh, hey, and then just started talking. And Rosie was like, dude. We're gonna die.
No,
it
was
so funny.
Screaming. I was
and he was like, she was like, Dad, you have to come pick us up. There's a shooter at the mall. So anyway, at one point, like, we had called our parents. Yeah. So we were on the phone with them the whole time. My mom was just kind of yabbering and freaking out more than we were because of the adrenaline, yeah. I guess. And like, we were like, so they let us stand in the, they let us stand. They let us sit, on the, like, seat in the front, and they, like, listened to everything we were saying. They were so nice there. And then one of the managers came out. He was like, hello, my name is Steve. Sorry, that's kind of rude. Hello, my name is Steve. I'm one of the managers here. If you need anything. And he was so nice. He called us girls, yeah. But I let it slide past because I was like, you're being nice to us. So that was very exciting. And then a little while later, your dad arrived. And, like, we told him. And then we got driven home. And then... So we're still, by the way, this whole time, we're still unclear of what exactly happened. Because the panic, because there wasn't any news reports, and we had called, like, our friends that would pick up about it, and there wasn't any news reports about the shooting, which normally there would be, if it was, like, that quick, you know what
we
I mean?
We also heard ambulances. And,
yeah,
like,
we heard, like, police sirens, police so we knew that there were, like, people on the way, but there weren't any news reports yet, so then we were like, it's probably a false alarm, because we haven't heard anything about it on the news or anything. But, so do you want to tell what actually happened?
So what actually happened
was... My aunt found a news article, because I texted my family, like, we're hiding in a restaurant from a shooter, but it might be a false alarm, but we don't know, because we're panicking. Yeah, that is, and they were kind of chill, and my cousin was freaking out. He's like, oh my god. But, yeah, sorry. But she told us, she found an article about it. And in fact, what happened was at the mall that day, there was a huge fight.
I love how you wanted me to tell the story.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, Rosie, you can tell the story. So anyway, so there was a huge fight at the mall, and then they threw tables and chairs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was in the food court, yeah. Yes, it was in the food court on, like, the third floor, so they, like, threw tables and chairs, sound like huge banging noises. But the thing that I think made people think it was, like, gunshots, was...
The balloons popping.
They knocked over, like, a display of balloons, and all the balloons, like, popped super loud, and I think that's when the havoc, like, ensued. Like, people panicking, because maybe someone in the crowd thought that they, like, had pulled out a gun and then heard these noises and was, like, screaming, shooter, shooter, and, like... But all I know is that there were crowds of people all just ran outside. It was terrifying. And they did, on the thing, there's, like, a police report that allegedly there could have been someone that did pull out a gun unrelated to the noises. So there could have been someone armed there. They just weren't shooting people, which is insane. They said an armed male might have been spotted, but we don't know. Anyway... We thought we were going to die, so sorry we didn't get any questions for you lovely young lads.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed.
But, yes, I do. We do hope you enjoyed. And we hope that next time you're in the mall, you always stay near an exit and on the first floor and don't go to the mall and don't go to the suburbs. And stay at home and wear your masks and hope that because, like, I feel unsafe in public, and I feel unsafe at home. And might I add that my favorite stuffed animal and my Nintendo Switch were in my bag the whole time, and they are with me to this day. I love those bad boys. I saved them from a shooter.
Good job.
I'm just going to tell you right now, everyone, I'm just going to make this really harrowing situation about me for a second. I saved Rosie's life. I saved my life. I saved everybody's life that day. And for anybody curious about what was happening, and if you're listening to this podcast and you were at the mall that day, some ASMR for you there. ladies and gents and all the others in between. The ladies and gents, like me, sorry, rambling. I forgot what I was just saying, but I'm a hero, so.
Good job.
Yeah. I love taking really difficult situations and making them about myself.
Yeah.
So, if you want to hear more of that, why don't you listen to Rofono? Maybe we'll even go on a live tour to just all over the world.
That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. Like, Rofono live. Oh.
Yeah.
When we record a podcast live. Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
Speaking of which, we were thinking of doing...
We could go live on Instagram and, like, do it.
We could. That's not a stage show, though.
No.
But it's alright, because we love you, people. Speaking of which, there might be a new edition of Rofono coming soon. We can't tell you any of the dirty little details, ew, but we can tell you that there is a new edition of Rofono coming soon. And it's going to be pretty fun. We're unsure of whether or not it's going to be a separate podcast or just another series on this podcast, but I'm assuming just another series because it's really difficult to have another Anchor account. But yeah. Anyways.
We love you all.
We love you all so much. Oh my god. Yeah. This has been Fiend.
And Rosie.
And we're signing off. Goodbye, bye, fishies. Fishy, fishy, fishy.